As restaurants have closed across the Philadelphia region to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, many service workers are left without jobs and stressed about the future. But amid the uncertainty, acts of kindness and mutual aid are popping up throughout the industry. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports on one of them.
Would you like some pizza?
Please, I'll give you a box.
When Nok Soon Tarnon found out she had to close her restaurant, her first thought was not about money. It was about food. Despite her enthusiasm, Soon Tarnon doesn't sling pizza by trade. She runs Kalia, a small Thai restaurant in the Italian market in South Philadelphia.
When we heard about this thing, next day I told my team that there'll be people, so many people that they're going to be out of their job. And then, you know, I think we have to feed them.
At first, her plan was to make a huge batch of pasta and serve it at the front door of the restaurant each afternoon as a family meal. But Soon Tarnon quickly realized, with all these restaurants closing down so fast, there would be a lot of leftover food. So she made a video asking for donations and posted it on Instagram. The response was overwhelming.
Everybody like DM me and they brought food.
The pizza came from Petruccio's, where Nathan Winkler Rhodes is the co-owner.
We closed very abruptly, and that meant we had a lot of prepped pizza toppings ready to roll. We had a lot of pizza dough that we were going to have to throw out.
Instead, he took all the ingredients he had prepared, cooked up a bunch of pies, and brought them over. Kalia is still open for takeout, but Soon Tarnon had to cut most of her staff. She says she was thinking about people like them when she decided to do all this.
You know, we need action. Just like stop. Stop thinking about yourself. Look around and just be generous for once. Because the world is not like just in your cocoon. There is people next to you that need your help. If you can help, do it.
Hi.
Servers, chefs, and bussers came by Wednesday afternoon to pick up food.
Just for you, or are you feeding anyone else?
Just for me.
They all expressed gratitude for the service, but many were also scared. Nadia Tran is 22 and works at a restaurant in Graduate Hospital.
So we're not getting paid, but we're not laid off either. So everyone's just kind of on like the suspended thing. I'm not really sure.
In Philadelphia, any employer with more than 10 workers must offer paid sick time. And under new rules expanded in response to the COVID-19 closures, employers have to offer workers that paid sick leave before laying them off. But everything is changing so fast, a lot of people coming to get food at Kalia didn't know that.
So, like, we're, like, not really sure, and, like, neither are our bosses.
Leo Dowd, a busser at Bud in Maryland's, loaded up on mac and cheese donated by Mike's Barbecue.
It's kind of just, like, a situation that no one has had to go through.
Are you hungry? Do you want some free lunch?
Ariel Carey was also laid off from her restaurant job, so she came to Kalia to hand out meals. They fed 75 people on their first day, but she hopes to reach more.
The people we're missing is like all of the undocumented back of house employees that definitely aren't going to be applying for an unemployment. Like, how do we get that message to those people?
Got it.
Soon Tarnon says she'll keep offering family meal as long as people keep coming.
I think the restaurant business is about the service. It doesn't matter how much we make money now, but at least we'll be here and giving people the service they needed for this difficult time. That's what we are all about. That's what the food industry should be all about.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.